Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
It's a new look at how Americans feel about President Biden. A new AP NORC Center poll finds that 43% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is doing his job, while 55% disapprove. Last night, the president again called for a ban on assault weapons.
Just simple common sense.
Nearly 10 years after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the president spoke at a vigil honoring victims of gun violence at a Washington, D.C. church, praising advocates while lamenting the recurrence of mass shootings that spur them, like the one at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
We've seen you turn pain into purpose. Together, we've made some important progress. The most significant gun law passed in 30 years, but still not enough. Still not enough.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Congress is working to protect marriage, same-sex marriages, interracial marriages. The House votes today and is expected to send the bill on to the president, who says he will sign it.
The legislation would require all states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. President Joe Biden says he'll sign the bipartisan legislation into law promptly and proudly. Democrats have moved the bill quickly through the House and Senate since the Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. That ruling included a concurring opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas that suggested same-sex marriage should also be reconsidered. Donna Warder, Washington.
Daniel Harris, a sailor who was killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, was laid to rest yesterday in San Diego, exactly 81 years after the attack. His remains only recently identified. This is AP News. The Pentagon is splitting a $9 billion cloud contract among four companies. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Google, Oracle, Microsoft, and Amazon will now all share in the Pentagon's $9 billion contract to build its cloud computing network. The announcement comes a year after there were accusations of politicization over the previously announced contract. A legal battle ensued, causing the military to restart the award process. The Joint Warfighter Cloud Capability is expected to provide access of unclassified secret and top secret data to military personnel all over the world. Its goal is to serve as a backbone for the Pentagon's modern war operations, which will rely heavily on unmanned aircraft and space communication satellites, but will still need a way to quickly get the intelligence from those platforms to troops on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained about 2 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports. I'm John Leatherby. The Celtics keep on rolling. They won for the eighth time in their last nine, embarrassing the Suns, 125-98 in Phoenix. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum each had 25 points. In Chris Paul's return to the lineup for the Suns after missing 14 games to injury, he just had 4 points. In Milwaukee, the Bucks outlasted the Kings.
It was the Bucks' 13th straight win over the Kings. They beat them 126-113. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a team-high 35 points. He guided the team through his foul trouble in the fourth quarter. Throughout the night, the Bucks always seemed to hold the Kings at an arm's length away, but then went on a fourth quarter surge when the Bucks' lead tightened to one. Domantas Sabonis had 23 for the Kings, who had their three-game winning streak snapped.
There's correspondent Chuck Friedman. In Brooklyn, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant combining for 62 points as the Nets outlasted the Hornets 122-116. This despite seeing a 23-point lead shrink to just one in the second half. Irving pumped in 12 points in the final 12 minutes.
We just got to really be prepared for other teams' best shots, even, you know, if they're coming in and they're not playing as well throughout the season. You know, they're still talented. So just got to pay our respects and play the game the right way.
The other winners, the Magic, Knicks, Raptors, and Chicago, Memphis, Minnesota, New Orleans, and the Jazz upsetting the Warriors 124-123. To the NHL, Tage Thompson scoring 5 goals, 4 in the first period, the Sabres trouncing the Blue Jackets 9-4 in Columbus. The shorthanded Avalanche, no match for Boston in Colorado.
As expected, Boston had little trouble getting the best of injury-plagued Colorado 4-0. Third liner Taylor Hall led the way with 2 goals and an assist. The Atlantic Division leaders have won 4 of 5. Of the group that defeated Tampa Bay to win last season's Stanley Cup, the Avalanche dressed only 9 skaters.
There's correspondent Bruce Morton. The other winners, the Rangers, Vancouver in overtime, Washington, Calgary, and Edmonton. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities at the FBI tell the AP Anderson Lee Aldrich, the person who would later kill 5 people at a gay nightclub in Colorado, was on their radar a day before being arrested for threatening to kill family members and blow up their home last year. But agents closed out their case just weeks later. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband says the nation is dealing with an epidemic of hate, one he feels personally.
I'm in pain right now.
Doug Emhoff is Jewish and not afraid to say it, but he is pained by rising anti-Semitism.
People are no longer saying the quiet parts out loud. They are literally screaming them.
The nation's second gentleman hosted a discussion with Jewish leaders here at the White House following a surge in anti-Jewish vitriol spread by public figures from rapper Ye to basketball star Kyrie Irving.
We cannot normalize this.
Emhoff says everyone has an obligation to condemn vile acts.
And as long as I have this microphone, I'm going to speak out against hate.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
81 years ago today, Japan got the U.S. into World War II with an attack at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. A handful of survivors were there today.
Your example of honor, your examples of courage, your examples of commitment will never be forgotten and will never cease to inspire.
Admiral Christopher Grady is vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The audience sat quietly during the moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the same time the attack began, December 7, 1941. The Washington Post reports lawyers for former President Donald Trump found at least 2 items marked as classified during a recent search of a storage unit in Florida and have provided them to the FBI. Peru's president, Pedro Castillo, has been taken to a police station, his status unclear, after being ousted by Congress. This is AP News. The global Anglican Church faces disputes over LGBTQ clergy inclusion.
Friction's been simmering within the Anglican Communion for years over its 42 provinces' sharp differences on whether to recognize same-sex marriage and ordain LGBTQ clergy. This year, the divisions have widened as conservative bishops from Africa and Asia in particular have affirmed their position to such inclusion. They're demanding repentance by the provinces within inclusive policies, such as the Episcopal Church in the US. Caught in the middle of the fray is the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby. He's acknowledged disagreements among the provinces, but is urging them not to split apart. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The racial gap in graduation rates for this year's bowl teams in college football has declined again, this time to the smallest difference in the history of a study examining the data. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time magazine has named its 2022 Person of the Year. Time's Person of the Year is...
You see our strong army. We are step by step coming to our country, to all the temporary occupied territories.
Ukraine's President Zelensky, for proving, says Time, that courage can be as contagious as fear. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in Kyiv, the capital. He didn't run, says Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal. Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian who turned politician. When the war broke out, he worked to rally Ukrainian resistance. Time magazine's Felsenthal says President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine are Time's 2022 Person of the Year for reminding the world of the fragility of democracy and of peace. I'm Rita Foley.
Microsoft says it has struck a deal to make the video game bestseller Call of Duty available on Nintendo. Don't let anyone tell you video games are just for kids. Activision Blizzard says their latest iteration of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which retails for about $70, has earned more than $1 billion in sales since it was launched in late October. Now, Xbox maker Microsoft, which is working on acquiring Activision, has promised to make the hit series available for Nintendo in a 10-year deal. The merger of Microsoft and Activision Blizzard is facing close scrutiny from the Federal Trade Commission and global regulators. The Nintendo offer is an apparent attempt to fend off objections from Sony, which makes the competing PlayStation console. Sony has raised concerns about losing access to what it describes as a must-have game title. Microsoft President Brad Smith said the agreement would bring Call of Duty to more gamers and tweeted, "We'll be happy to hammer out a deal for PlayStation as well." I'm Jennifer King.
As White House holiday celebrations ramp up, this year's Christmas ornament honors an executive mansion tradition. The White House Historical Association's annual ornament is a nod to the Nixon administration, specifically First Lady Pat Nixon,
who first introduced gingerbread into the annual White House decorations.
And Association President Stuart McLaurin says it's become a cornerstone. Mrs. Nixon and the White House's German pastry chef first put a gingerbread house on display in 1969.
Initially, these were A-framed houses,
per German tradition.
But now they are actual White Houses.
The ornament shows one and comes with a gingerbread-scented booklet. The real gingerbread house is on display in the state dining room for the thousands attending holiday receptions here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
COVID-19 has prompted an extension of the Real ID deadline for travelers. The date that you'd need a Real ID to board a domestic flight has been pushed back by 2 years to May of 2025. The Department of Homeland Security is citing the lingering impact of the pandemic for a slower-than-expected rollout. Many states have been extending expiration dates due to local backlogs. The Real ID law was passed in 2005 on a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission to incorporate anti-counterfeiting technology and more checks to ensure a person is who they claim to be. Enforcement has been delayed several times. Back in 2019, a few months before lockdowns began, transportation security officials said only about a quarter of state-issued driver's license and ID card holders were compliant. The numbers are now up to about 52%. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.